from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
1 week from today, the NFL is underway. Like 1 week from today, you will have Thursday night football that we will be looking forward to. But 48 hours from now will be an hour and a half away from Canes Gators. So 49 and a half hours from now, a weird way to say it.
Good math there, Hawk.
That was good math. 48 hours from now will be an hour and a half away from kickoff.
It was, yeah. I'm not exactly certain if that's the way you wanted to go about it.
No, the phraseology was terrible. The math was right on. Nobody counts down 49 and a half hours from now as 48 hours plus 1.5 hours from now.
24 hours
from now. You get the idea.
Right now will be 2 hours away from 4 o'clock on Friday.
Right. You get the idea. We're right there. We're right on the cusp. Crowder is going to join us momentarily. He's getting set up. He is in New Jersey doing the show today. Normally, my guess is because he's doing stuff for the Pivot up in Jersey, he'd have probably skipped today's show. But he can't, because then he knows that I know he's scurred. So he's making every effort possible to get on the air, because if he doesn't, he's scurred. Listen. Danny Cannell is supposed to join us in about 20 minutes. I'm not certain he's going to be there. I'm not certain he's going to answer his phone. Dude's got to be a little scared to talk to me for what FSU did in Dublin.
Just a reminder, though, I brought it to your attention earlier in the week. You bring the smoke to Cannell, and things don't go right with the Canes this year. I'm not saying they won't, but if they don't, the smoke's going to come back and find you. Just a reminder, Hawk.
He's taking notes. He's taking notes. He made it very clear on Twitter.
He has an intern literally going through every reply to any of his tweets, finding people smack-talking his Florida State Seminoles so that the second their teams falter, he'll be in their mentions.
All right. Well, I'm willing to take that risk. Very much looking forward to talking to Danny Cannell today. Jimmy, I'd like you to go through all his mentions, replies, and likes even, and just make some sort of spreadsheet for me, okay?
You got it.
All right. If you could have that in my inbox 46 hours from 4.5 hours from now. So 51 hours. 50 and a half hours from now. Robbie Chosen is back. I said yesterday there's a possibility. You have to have some receivers on the roster.
Yeah, they do. Like, they literally need receivers right
now. Did we find out about, what's the guy's name? Sneed?
Willie Sneed?
Is he on the roster?
Unless they signed him to
what
the practice
happened there? Did he just kind of walk off into the sunset? Because I never saw anything that they actually cut him.
Oh, yeah, they did. They waived him.
Oh, they did?
After the first preseason game.
All right. Because he was terrible.
Yeah, he dropped like 4 passes in the preseason. Game 1. Later. But was he signed to the practice squad? I didn't see that, but it's possible.
No, I have not seen his name.
Right. Well, he just hasn't.
I mean, literally, haven't seen his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy cost Mike White $1.5 million.
He also ripped Tua earlier this year on social media, on Twitter. So it's not crazy.
But he wasn't part of the team then.
He wasn't, but he still ripped Tua. He ripped the quarterback. By the way, you mentioned in a very roundabout way to get there, how we're 1 week away from NFL football, and I'm as excited as anybody, Hawk, but I feel like you're giving short shrift to what we have on TV tonight. You know, we have a full college football slate of games tonight.
I did not know that.
There's like 20-plus games, but...
What?
Yeah. Tonight, Thursday night, college football, you got Mizzou playing Murray State. Mizzou's the 11th-ranked team. Utah's a 12th-ranked team. They're playing Southern Utah. Hey, you know, we'll take what we can get. All right, these aren't exactly.
Well, I'm on a gamble. Right. I was going to ask you to gamble on the tennis today. Like, I literally have this gambling, Jones. I had no idea there was college football tonight.
Well, here we go. The Marlins have a 3-10 series finale against the Colorado Rockies. We do have
to start paying attention to sports.
We've got U.S. Open that we can gamble on.
But I can watch the Marlins now. Let's bet a Yerfie or a Nerfie.
Let's go. I'm down. Let's do it. I've got the itch too, brother.
So there's college football tonight, and doesn't your team, FIU, do they play tomorrow?
No, they play Saturday. They open up Saturday. Same time as the Canes. They're in Indiana. Kansas plays tonight. NC State plays tonight. Colorado plays tonight against North Dakota State.
They do?
We're airing UNC Minnesota on this radio station tonight.
We are?
Rutgers.
I want to bet against Colorado. This team's going to be a disaster. What's the line on the team?
I figured you didn't know because you were so excited about NFL a week away. And I'm like, hold on a second. Hawk, we got football.
Colorado is a 10.5-point favorite tonight over North Dakota State. I don't know anything about North Dakota State. Because Colorado is going to be a disaster. I'm sorry. They're going to be a disaster this season. But do they come out of the box like they did last season? It's whoever they're playing. I just said they're
North Dakota State.
North Dakota State. They score 800 points, and everyone crowns Deion Sanders the next Nick Saban.
Here's the thing, pertaining to our show specifically, Jimmy. You can double check this. I'm pretty sure, based on the fact that all I've done with my life outside of this show for the past month is play NCAA college football. The North Dakota State mascot is the Bison. They are the Bison.
Oh, I mean, it's calling to us.
We did a whole segment on bison wings, which, again, weird way to get to where I'm getting to, but that might be a sign, brother. You spoke Robbie Chosen getting signed to the practice squad into existence. We should.
I tried
ignore.
To do it with Taylor Heineke, ended up with the Chargers.
Yeah. They are the Bisons.
Yeah.
Really? So it's the Buffaloes versus the Bisons?
It is. The Buffaloes versus the Bison.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Two winged creatures battling for college football supremacy.
Right.
All right. Well, we got action today. I want to bet a little Marlins. Okay. All right. Now we got stuff going on.
Can't wait to lose some money tonight, baby. Let's go.
Now I don't even care if Danny Cannell ghosts us. 22 games, someone texts in tonight.
22, yeah.
22 games? And then the next text, there's 19 games tonight. nobody can agree on anything. That would seem like it's not subjective, that there's a number of games tonight and that's defined number and everyone could agree on it. But nope. Someone says 22. Another person says 19. By the way, speaking of betting, Solana had sent me something yesterday. I forget which site it was from, but teams that are just getting hammered by the public. Miami's one of them. Miami has like 83% of the wagers on them Saturday. Always makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this, though. It's happening because, as we've discussed, every time you turn on ESPN, there's some college football show. Everybody's talking about Cam Ward. Paul Feinbaum is telling everybody that the U is back, that he's buying into the Canes this year. Like, people have been fed all this hype about Miami this year. And because of Cam Ward and Damian Martinez, they're falling into it. And I'm not saying that the Canes aren't going to be great this year, but that's why everybody's high on Miami.
Yeah, no. But I think probably if you look back last Saturday, I would bet 85% of the wagers were on FSU to cover.
For sure.
I mean, this is what happens at the beginning of a season. Well, I might bet against Colorado tonight. Need some bison with the points. Need some bison with the sauce.
Let's go.
All right, let's do headlines. And then Danny Cannell hopefully will join us. Don Bailey Jr. will join us today. We're going to give him some funny lines.
Yes.
Crowder is getting signed in from Jersey. He'll be on with us today. Marlins apparently play in less than an hour. Mm-hmm. Let's bet something.
Let's go.
This is how I win. There's like 126 college football games tonight. I mean, we are knee deep in it. We are just 2 hours and 5 hours away from college football. All right, here's your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Also brought to you by DCFCU, a financial institution you can trust, now serving Dade and Broward counties. Go to dcfcu.org for more information. Is hurricane season stressing you out? Dade County Federal Credit Union, or DCFCU, they can help. Get a personal loan for shutters, generators, and windows to prepare your home. Rates as low as 10.49% APR and borrow up to $30,000. Don't wait. Visit dcfcu.org/prep to apply online today. I mentioned
somebody texted in, let's bet Griffin Conine hit a home run today. His first jack. What do you think? What do you think?
Man, come on. Why would you text that in the Hawk, Texter?
Let me see.
Why in the world? There's no way, because is he in the lineup today?
If he's not, I won't be able to bet that.
Right, well, that's what I was going to say. He's been...
Yeah, he's in the lineup, plus 350 to hit a home run. Plus 350. In Colorado, I could hit a home run in Colorado. Very thin air.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm just spitballing here.
Okay.
No pun.
All right. I don't have a reason to argue against you other than the fact that the guy has one career hit, but it was a triple.
Right. It was a triple.
I
mean, he's pacing for a home run.
Why don't we stick to North Dakota and the Bison? I'm down with the Nerfy or the Yerfy.
Jimmy, can you do just a little bit of research on North Dakota for me? I'm being honest. Like, find out what conference they're in, and are they a Division I team?
Yes.
Are they good?
They're an FCS school. They don't play any bowl games. They play in the playoff, like in their own playoff.
Gotcha. What'd they do last season? Well, just get back to me.
I'll get back to you.
All right, get back to me.
Hey, Jimmy, Wikipedia is not your friend here. Like, look up some sort of like...
Yeah, you got to get to like a gambling site.
Right, North Dakota State, season preview, something like that. Because I looked over Hawks.
Barstool, North Dakota State, something like that. I mean, here's some smack talk or something.
He was on Wikipedia.
Yeah, you're going to give me the history of the founder. Bison.
The founder. They do play in the Missouri Valley Conference, by the way, Hawk, just so you know. Yeah, so tonight.
And what is that? Is North Dakota anywhere near Missouri?
It's in the same country.
Okay, I will give you that.
Robbie Chosen has joined the Dolphins on their practice squad. Yeah, so they need receivers, right? Tyreek Hill, Waddle, Braxton Berrios, Malik Washington, and the guy that they signed yesterday, Grant Dubose, who has yet to play an actual snap of football in the NFL. Those are the only receivers active on the Dolphins' 53-man roster right now. Remember River Craycraft, Eric Ezukama, they're on the practice squad. River Craycraft's on the injured reserve, on the PUP. So it's not like the Dolphins don't have anybody else, but healthy, health-wise, those are the only guys that you have right now ahead of week one. And by the way, Waddle today wearing a red non-contact jersey at practice, and Tyreek, according to what I read in the Miami Herald, was not spotted at practice today. We won't find out official injury report statuses until next Wednesday when they have to start releasing injury reports.
Everybody's fine.
Okay. No update from Mike McDaniel and Aaron Brewer either, by the way. But he did say he doubled down on Chris Greer yesterday. Quote from Mike McDaniel, "I have more confidence in the offensive line than I've had since I've been here."
Okay.
The O-line better play well this year, bro, because if not...
Well, or maybe the other ones were just so bad, like it speaks volumes about how bad it's been for a couple of seasons.
Hey, you saw who the Patriots announced as their starting quarterback?
I did.
Yeah. Kind of throws a wrench into our game.
I think it's going to be a weird season in New England, because I'm not certain how well Gerard Mayo has things running there. I don't know if it's like a smooth sailing, you know?
Jacoby Brissett, by the way, has been named the starter, not rookie quarterback Drake May. I did dig a little deeper into this in The Athletic. They kind of explained why. The Patriots offensive coordinator was the offensive coordinator in Cleveland in 2022 that Jacoby Brissett started for. Remember, he started in place of Deshaun while Deshaun served his suspension, and that was Jacoby's best season as an NFL quarterback. So, like, it kind of makes sense, but yeah, Jacoby Brissett in 2024 as your starting quarterback is, yeah, it's tough. Very tough.
It's interesting. It ain't Tom Brady.
No. So Marlins lost last night. They will play 3-10 versus the Rockies' final game out in Colorado. And then they continue their road trip in San Fran tomorrow, three-game series versus the Giants.
Somebody says Carson Wentz went to North Dakota State. Can we get confirmation on that, Jimmy?
Oh boy!
Uh-oh, he's not high. His microphone's not even hooked up right.
It is.
Hello?
Yeah, your microphone's not even hooked up.
I should have just waited. I should have waited till the break.
Yeah, Carson Wentz went to North Dakota State.
I think I'm betting against Sanders tonight, against Deion Sanders. Colorado's getting rolled all season.
From 2011 to 2015.
Deion Sanders sent me some a whole line of sunglasses that he came out with.
Yeah, maybe you should concentrate on play calling.
They weren't very good. We want to talk of success of Colorado football. They're not rolling right now. He's making millions, though. Mm. You want to hear something funny? I just had like a 20-minute conversation with – I'll be – okay. Cat's out the bag. I'm late because I was talking to Bill Belichick.
Oh, you are for the pivot?
No, he was – because we shoot the pivot at NFL Films. So it's two different things. So I got fired from inside the NFL for Bill Belichick.
Right.
So now now it's weird because I'm walking into the same building that he just took my job. And it was every time I see him, we talk because he recruited me and all that stuff out of college and everything. So yeah, we sat around and had a 20-minute conversation.
And
he's going to be way better on TV than anybody thinks he is.
Nah, I'll wait and see.
I'm telling you, I watched because they were, I'm gonna tell. They were shooting. He has a bunch of different shows and podcasts and things that he's diving into the media, and we could see one of the podcast thing he did, the film breakdown stuff. It wasn't, okay, the guard pulled, came around, and now, okay, now he blocked the outside backer, and now that's where the gap began. He was like, he was very animated. It's gonna, I can't wait to see it in full.
Nah, we'll see when the Adderall wears off.
I don't know what he took beforehand, but yeah, it was fun. He's cool. Yeah, he was like, hey, remember me, you, and my sons, eight, when you came up from Florida to visit? I was like, yeah, man, I tell the stories all the time. He was like, yeah, I tell people that too. Made me, kind of flattered me.
Look at Bill Belichick. You and Bill Belichick. Oh, wow. Big bad Bill. Bill
what, Belichick. What have they done? You know what? Together we won six Super Bowls. Me and Bill won six Super Bowls together.
That is wild. That's a wild stat, you two.
Oh, boy. You know, the first thing he said, hey, man, hey, tell my – but, oh, man, he's famous too. Lombardi? Not the coach Lombardi, the Mike Lombardi, whatever the commentator.
Oh, Mike Lombardi from NFL Network.
Yeah, so he was there. He was like, "Hey, I tried to tell the Matt Light story, but you tell it way better than me." So I had to tell him that story. Yeah, it was cool though.
I don't know.
Hey, listen, I actually did his voice for him, and he smiled.
I don't know.
That's actual audio from Crowder and Belichick in the hallway.
I don't know.
After a while, I was like, Coach. I was like, yeah, Coach. Because now he's telling stories back and forth of stories I tell about him, stories he tells about me. And I said, yeah, I remember the Wildcat game when we came up there and whooped y'all's ass by 25 in Gillette. He's like, oh, that was the longest game ever. All the guys are screaming, they're on the headphones screaming about what we need to do. And I said, you need to effing do this. Or, you know, he's talking about the Wildcat game. And I said, and then after the game, I remember going home and now we're feeling ourselves. So I turned on ESPN and all you said was, it'll never happen again. And I said it like that and I didn't open my mouth and he fell out laughing.
That's
he
was funny.
Like, do I talk like that? I said, well, in post-game press conferences, you talk like that. He was like, oh, that's good. That's good.
There's actual sound of Bill Belichick when Ryan Clark said to him, do you remember this guy Crowder?
I don't know.
He cranked up. I was excited. Man, you go to hell.
All right, finish up the headlines because I won't have enough time with Danny Cannell.
The guy,
if he dares to call in.
The NBA player that Crowder called washed 1 week ago just signed a one-year extension worth $62.6 million, which now means he is owed $178 million through 2026 and the 2027 season.
Steph
Curry.
Mm.
Yeah, they just gave Steph a whole bunch of money to even
Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker went to the Celtics.
Yeah.
He's not good for us.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Why?
They'll add some pieces, or we'll just draft well and bring in free agents because we develop very well. Zalan, I got you. I heard you yesterday.
Give Duncan his minutes. Give Duncan minutes.
Yeah. They got Lonnie. We got Duncan.
I'll take Duncan over Lonnie any day of the week, and I love the U, but, I mean, let's not get carried away here.
He doesn't even play.
Lonnie, you are correct.
No, Duncan.
All right, come on. I got to get the Danny Cannell.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's been raining off and on. He does play, by the way. It's been raining off and on here in South Florida. So
plays
he drives
well.
Safely. He does.
I know. I watch. I've got eyes.
Them 8 minutes are special.
All right. Well.
Drive safely. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That is your weather.
Danny Cannell, if he has the guts, is going to join us in the next segment. I'm going to laugh at him for a long time. I might do a little parody of the FSU war chant. I don't know. Who knows? I can't wait. I can't wait.
12-2-2.
Yeah, Lonnie Walker would kill for those numbers.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. near side, 5 yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Woo! I specifically did not ask Solana, as I often do before a guest comes on, is so-and-so there? Because I want to be surprised if Danny Cannell had the guts to show up or not. I'm going to introduce him as if he's there. If he's not there, I would totally understand it.
That's a rough Saturday.
But I don't know. Reminder, by the way, I want to speak about a good team here. If you're looking for Canes merch, you know, as we head into the season, Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. And check out all their gear online at caneswear.com. You know, if you're taking a road trip, say, to Gainesville and you want to be decked out in Canes gear, you get it at Caneswear. I imagine there are some fools who probably went to, I'm sure there's something called Seminole Wear somewhere, and they probably got new clothes and a ticket to Dublin. But regardless, I don't want to get sidetracked because I don't even know if Danny's there or not. Hopefully he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny Cannell, you know, he played quarterback in the NFL for almost a decade. He's an excellent broadcaster. He was a stud at FSU in the 90s. And he's joining us today, by the way, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, win totals. Hope you have the under on FSU. Conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds, college football week one lines. Is Danny Cannell there?
You son of a, you know, do we have to do this today? You know what this reminds me of? When I was the starting quarterback for the Giants, was for about a minute. I had signed up, you know, after games, they have like a lot of these Monday night TV shows, like recapping the game. And there was a game I had, and I threw 3 interceptions, but I had committed to this show that I was going to do. And I was like, I really didn't want to go, but I'm a man of my word. So I'm like, you know what? I'll stick up. But I will say this. I will have my comeuppance. I am saving receipt talk. I saw you on there. And the best part about me saving all these receipts is there were an awful lot of Gators and an awful lot of Canes that were just reveling in the Florida State loss against Georgia Tech. I don't even have to wait that long. Probably about Saturday night, about 8 o'clock, when that game goes final, I will save every one of those taunts, those harassments that came my way. And I will throw them right back in the losing fan base. And Hawkman, you might be at the top of the list should your Canes go down in Gainesville.
Well, I can't
I'm just warning you.
You should really bookmark at Official Crowder. You're going to want to harass the losing team. And I don't think you'll have to wait till 8. Probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock, you'll be safe in sending out those tweets to the Gator fans. So what?
What's going on, man? It's good to be back.
All right, let me start with this, okay? If I look at Bet Online and I look at the odds to win the ACC, I could have sworn FSU were like the favorites to win the ACC, but I'm seeing plus 650 and Clemson and Miami above them. And so what happened there? How come How come FSU is not the favorite to win the ACC anymore?
Well,
I just wanted to get that out there. That's funny.
Good plug. Good plug, though, for Bet Online, who adjusted their win totals due to that first loss against a conference opponent. So, if you're a Florida State fan and you don't want to throw in the towel just yet, and you realize, you know what, Georgia Tech, maybe they're a better team than we thought they were, and that Florida State still could control their own destiny, still could win the ACC, it's time to buy low. So thank you for pointing that out.
There's a lot of coping going on there, Crowder.
You know what? And Danny, he was going to kill you. He's been talking about this for 3 days, Danny. Yeah. Just warned you.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but to that point where these early games in the season, we even talk about it with NFL games. A lot of them go under early, you know. And I, especially with the transfer portal now and new guys coming in and out every year, like, are you anticipating and do you put the onus on it that I do of these first couple games might not look like what the season does for these young guys, these young teams. And then even that, I don't want to give you an excuse, Danny, but flying 18-year-olds to Dublin to play, that does affect them a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't want an excuse either. Florida State got owned, right? Georgia Tech deserves a ton of credit. But I am personally following a philosophy this weekend of unders and underdogs. Like, I just like that, especially home dogs. I think we make way too many assumptions going into season. Like, Florida State, hey, their defensive line looks awesome. You know, they're going to be great. They lost a ton, but yet Marvin Jones Jr. comes over from Georgia. They get a couple guys in the portal. The offensive, you know, line is supposed to be good. We assumed that Florida State was just supposed to not miss a beat. And as you pointed out, Channing, not only did you go across the pond, there's in a team sport like football, there's a lot of continuity and chemistry, and it takes some time. And with teams barely doing any hitting or scrimmaging because of the rules and, you know, how kind of soft practice has gotten, a lot of times you don't find out until it's time, like until those lights are on and it's green light, you know, go. So I think that's going to be something you see across the league. Like some of these teams that we're just really bullish on, just assuming that they're going to be good, I just go in with a little bit of caution on some of those teams. One of them might be in Coral Gables. I'm just saying.
Talking about the guys that they brought in to Florida State, Danny, did they know how to tackle when they got there and they forgot how to tackle?
Gosh.
Or
right. Jet lag could be.
Bro, I don't even like Florida State. I love good defense, though, man. Yeah, it was ugly on the defensive side of the ball.
It was gross. I mean, how many times did they lose contained on the quarterback? Who, it wasn't like it was Mike Vick out there getting around the outside. I was just like, what is happening? And that, I think, specifically, and you'll appreciate this, Channing, I'm sure you noticed this too, that was the defensive line caught a bunch of heat because they were supposed to be dominant. The linebackers, I think you're going to see some changes because of the poor tackling, because some of those poor angles, because some of the guys were out of position. That's the position I think you see Mike Norvell and Adam Fuller, the defensive coordinator, address against Boston College, where you might see some new faces out there on the defensive side of the ball. But to your point, though, I do think poor tackling is something that kind of is an epidemic across the sport because no one practices it.
So are you taking Florida plus the points? You said you like the week one home dogs.
Well, did you know, Hawk, that the Florida Gators have won 33 consecutive home openers? Now, I will bury in that stat the fact that most of the time they play a directional school, some cakewalk FCS opponent, so they can pad that stat. And this week they actually have an opponent with a pulse. And just to be clear, I'll extend this olive branch to you, Hawk. I think the Canes are going to be much better. I do think they can contend and win the ACC. Preseason, I picked Florida State to beat Miami in a rematch in the ACC title game. So now, like, if I'm backing off of Florida State, then I should probably bump Miami up. But a lot of things we're talking about, like, Graham Mertz is back at Florida. They bring back some of their offensive line. They've got some returners on the defensive side of the ball, whereas Miami, I do think it's going to take some time for all this to gel. The Cam Ward experiment, which I love. I thought he was a guy that I wanted Florida State to get. Like, I thought DJU was the consolation prize, and Cam Ward was the guy that everyone wanted. So they got outbid. He goes to Miami. Damian Martinez, another great back to add to that backfield. where they'll have some balance to that. They brought in, you know, in the portal, they got a defensive lineman from Michigan State. They've got some weapons to work with, but I do think it'll take some time sort of for it all to come together. So I actually do like Florida playing at home. I love the points. And I think, like, I'm more of a fan of, instead of taking 2.5, 3 points, like, why not just go for the outright win? It's college football. You got a home dog playing at one of the best home field atmospheres. And I hate to admit that, because we don't, that's one thing Miami fans and Florida State can agree on. It's like, we don't like the Gators, but it is a pretty tremendous atmosphere there. And I also, one last thing, the kind of the Jedi mind trick aspect of this, where everyone's been trashing Billy Napier and the Gators all offseason. Like, their win total's 4.5. Their schedule's brutal. They're not going to be any good. Napier's gone. And on the flip side, what have we been telling about Miami? Oh, this is the first time they're going to be back. They're going to win the ACC. They're going to make the playoff. They've been told how good they are. I think the Florida Gators are going to be a little bit angry, and it's going to be a little bit like Miami's going into Hornets' nest. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll be a lower-scoring game, but I do like Florida.
Don't know.
I mean, what are you smiling at, Crowder? A guy had his mortgage on FSU minus 10 and a half a week ago. I mean, are you sure you?
Yeah. That is true. I mean, he's got a point.
You sure his handicapping? You sure this is who you want as your ally? Hey. No, but I was going to ask you, like, so you have to, and it does take a little time. There's no preseason in college football. It takes a little time to gel as a team. I think everyone thinks Cam Ward will be great. What do you think of going to Gainesville, which everyone says is a tough place to play, for game one on the road, and the game ends up having a lot of stakes? Do you like that week one?
I do, especially in the 12-team playoff, where, you know, a lot of people are writing off Florida State. They still can control their own destiny. They still could, you know, get better. They could go 10-2. They could get to the ACC. They could still make the playoffs. So from that aspect, I don't mind, and I love it for the fans, right? Like, I'd much rather see this type of game than a team like Ohio State's playing Akron as a 44.5-point favorite. Like, that's not fun, but I totally get it. And, like, I think it's kind of year-specific. Like, last year, Florida State, it helped them a ton to play LSU and get that win under their belt. But that was a veteran-laden team. Jordan Travis was a, you know, senior, you know, quarterback, and they had a lot of guys returning on the defense. So it kind of all culminated and sort of worked out perfectly. For the Canes specifically and for Florida State specifically, I think this is the type of year they could have used that pseudo preseason NFL type game. Like, one where even if you're a little flat, if you're not sharp, if you're a little bit out of sync, you can still get the W and get out of there. But I love this game from that perspective. And I think your mentality as a coach has to be, this is great. We're going to test ourselves out against a real opponent, and we're going to find out right away what our weaknesses are. And one thing that sometimes these types of games can expose are some of those weaknesses that need to be addressed really quickly early in the season. I mentioned Florida State making some of those changes. Like, and those can get masked sometime if you're playing a lesser opponent. So there's pros and cons to both from a fan's perspective. Give me these types of matchups all day long.
And then it's something that I've been saying, and people have been killing me for it, but I've been talking about DJ Lagway, how Graham Mertz is what he is, and DJ Lagway needs to play. Not has to start, but it's funny that Russell Wilson got the job in Pittsburgh, but Mike Tomlin said this morning, he was like, Justin Fields is too good of an athlete not to even be on the field at any time. You know, he didn't want to give too much of what their plan is. Should they play Graham Mertz, but DJ Lagway also have a package, because they are two different style of quarterbacks?
Yeah, I agree with you, Channing, and I think they probably will. You know, today's game, and I would say Graham Mertz, the best way to describe him is a game manager, but I don't think that should be negative, right? Like, that's a good thing. He's highly accurate. He's not going to make the big mistake. His touchdown to interception ratio last year was really solid on a bad team, which is kind of hard to do. So, like, he gives you that stability. He's mobile, but he's not the same type of athlete that DJ Lagway is. And I do think the tendency in today's game for most offensive coordinators, they want that wrinkle. They want that RPO where the defense really has to respect the quarterback run game, or they want that kind of goal line package where there is an absolute threat. You could get a quarterback lead run or a quarterback draw or something like that, third down situation. So I would not have a problem with it. You know, it's interesting because I think there was always a philosophy of why would you take your starter off the field? You know, I think it was even Drew Brees when Taysom Hill was coming in and playing for him. And I get that argument. But when you have Graham Mertz, who's good and needs to elevate to be great, I don't think there's much drop off. And I do think you showing that forces defenses to at least respect it and prepare for it throughout the week.
Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online, by the way, if you want to see the updated college football playoff odds, win totals, conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds, or week one lines, you can go to Bet Online. And normally, if someone was coming on to pick games, I would prep them, but I think maybe you'll have a play on this. I didn't realize there were so many games tonight till Solana told me at the beginning of the show. And I'm looking at Bet Online right now. I know you've had your run-ins with Dion. I think that program is going to be a disaster this season. And they're hosting North Dakota State. I don't know anything about them. Someone texted in that Carson Wentz went there. Do you have any play tonight? Colorado's a 10.5-point favorite, hosting North Dakota State. Total is 55.5.
This is sort of that, I don't know, but if I had to put a lean on it, I would lean towards North Dakota State. It's a lot of points. This is a plucky FCS school, like that team that is kind of a headache to play against. They had a streak of 6 wins in a row, and this is over the course of like the last 15 years, over FBS opponents. So like they beat Iowa in 2016. They beat Iowa State in 2017. They beat some pretty good teams, like brand names. The streak got broken in 2022 by Ole Miss, I believe. But they can compete against like the big brands in college football. And we were just talking about, you know, how much turnover and continuity, and everybody already knows this. Colorado has turned over their roster 2 seasons in a row. Like there's still a bunch of new players on that roster that have to come together. The defense was a massive liability last year. I think they should be better this year. Like, and by the way, the portal additions they made this year, the roster turnover, I do think it's an upgrade. But, Hawk, I'm with you. Like, if I was going to take it aside, and I love that it's over 10. I know at one point it was under 10. It was 9.5. So it's over 10. I do like leaning North Dakota State here. But there is that threat of, man, this is one game that they can win and they can put up numbers for Shador. Because I do think that Deion wants to see him drafted top 10. I do think he wants him to see have another statistical strong year like he did last year. So that concerns me a little bit late. Some coaches might sit on it if they're winning by 10 and you have that cover. Other coaches might take a shot to kind of make sure you get some stats and get that win that's impressive on paper. So that concerns me. But if I was going to take a side, I would take North Dakota State. By the way, they're breaking in a new coach. Their head coach left over the offseason to be the linebacker coach at USC out in California. So they do have a new coach. But if I was going to lean one way, I'd take North Dakota State.
And quickly, Dan, on the way out, is there anybody, like, we know Georgia's going to be good. What, Michigan? I know Michigan lost a lot of people. I heard the people talking about them. But Oregon, Texas, like the last year, guys, is there a team that's not being talked about that you're looking at like, hey, that might be a hell of a flyer?
It's hard to say, like, to pick to win the national championship. I think that'll be pretty chalky. I do think there's 2 teams, and you mentioned one of them, Alabama, which I'm sure a lot of fans like are tired of Alabama. Like, geez, I thought we got rid of Nick Saban. Like, there was going to be a drop-off. I don't think they're going anywhere. They have a quarterback returning in Jalen Milroe, who was a finalist for the Heisman. Nick Saban still recruited pretty well. They've got a lot of talent. So I would say Bama is worth a shot at 9-1. And then Michigan. Michigan is completely forgotten about. I get they lost a lot of talent, and yes, they may struggle, and they have questions at quarterback. But they have recruited well. Sharon Moore, the coach taking over from Harbaugh, is just an extension of his philosophy. If Alex Orji, their starting quarterback, figures it out and he's pretty good, I think Michigan's a team that is being completely overlooked. They're 33-1 odds to win the national championship. I know it's unlikely they go back-to-back, but you ask me for odds. I do think they get to the playoff because the Big Ten, outside of those top 4 teams, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, and Penn State, there's a pretty massive drop-off. So I think Michigan can get back to the party, and then it's kind of like anybody's game. So I think Michigan at 33-1 is a pretty good value.
Danny Cannell, he is a man of his word. I would have totally understood if he didn't show up today. I will tell you.
Keep your eyes out for that tweet. It's coming your way.
I'll, I'll tell you in the issue of transparency, I bet FSU minus 10.5, but I also bet the under. So I pushed on the game.
Smart man.
And I was thrilled to lose that the side because that was fun.
And if the Canes lose daily, he's gonna ghost you.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I will. Yeah, I'm gonna change
just
my number.
Just so you know, I had first half under 27.5, and it went over by a half a point, 28, with a 59-yard field goal. So just another kick in the nuts.
I had a buddy who had that. What an awful way to lose that first half bet. That was brutal.
Yes,
that was a harbinger of things to come for your FSU Seminoles.
It was.
Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Again, check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, win totals, conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds, where you'll see Cam Ward right there by the top, and college football week one lines. Thank you, Danny.
You guys are the best, man. We'll see you. Have a good one.
Is this the Canes, baby?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.